We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have seen prices all over the place. There's no question about that. It's put a lot of pressure on our economy, and we have seen inflation take over as well. We're talking about oil prices. We're talking about gas prices, gasoline, as well as natural gas. And we're going to talk right now to somebody who has lived that for many years. He is the CEO of King Operating Corporation. Welcome into the program, Jay Young. Jay, it's good to have you on KDKA. How are you?
I am great, Rick. How you doing, sir?
I am doing very well. Thanks for making time for us here today. Just a few days after OPEC announced that it was going to cut back on production once again when it comes to oil that it would make available to the markets, how long does it take after an announcement like that before we start to see the repercussions here in the United States? Is that something that happens immediately? Is that something that takes a couple of days, a couple of weeks? What is the timeline line there?
No, I mean, and 100,000 barrels a day is not necessarily going to be a game changer here. You know, it's a little bit of a change. So, I mean, just to kind of give you a perspective, we need 20 million barrels a day in the United States. That's our appetite, or as George Bush said, that's our addiction to oil. We need 20 million barrels a day. Now, after I say that, let's say this. You know, only 40% of a barrel of oil is for gasoline cars. So we're going after this whole thing with our administration and you know, green and ESG and all the other factors now on, let's go to electric vehicles. You know, hey, if every car was turned to electricity, which won't happen for 25 years, if every one of them, it would take so much time for it to go to electric. But if they could do it simultaneously today, you would still need a lot of oil in the United States. And that's what we don't have. We don't have oil in the United States like we should. We need to be drilling for oil every day, every moment. We need for rig, you know, rigs need to increase instead of decrease or stay the same. We need the supply to increase in the United States. You know, and I wrote a book called The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, which you can get on Amazon or Apple or wherever you get your books. But I wrote that because I want people to understand that the, you've got to have oil, and there's different ways on how people can participate, because they're like, well, I've got to pay a dollar more a gallon, and I want to make some money. How do I make money? And that's why I wrote the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. But the big thing is, where is it going to go in the future? And if we don't drill for oil and gas in the United States right now, we're going to still see prices go up.
Here we are in Pennsylvania, where we're sitting on a huge, huge natural gas play. And yet I hear what you're saying, that we need to drill for. We've got tons of it that we're not even extracting right now. Is that true other places in the country too, or is that just a local decision here in Pennsylvania to limit that?
Both. I mean, you are seeing a huge demand for drilling and natural gas. I mean, look, you got one of the biggest, you know, Marcellus is one of the biggest gas fields in the world.
Sure.
And they're not doing what they need to be doing. Why? Regulations. It's the government. It's either the state government, the federal government. It's the lack of capital. It's inflationary times right now, coming along with increasing prices on pipe, on cement, on rig count. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why prices are going up, but and people aren't drilling, but they're just not drilling. Look at Germany, look at Europe, you know, the UK right now, they're paying $30 an MCF, 1,000 cubic feet of gas. They're paying $30, and not long ago in the United States, you could have bought that for $2 all day long.
Right.
Now
right.
It's about $8, but now people are wanting to get back and start drilling. and sell it.
Export why aren't it. We exporting it? I mean, if we've got that much here, why do we not go ahead and say, use that as an economic engine? It helps Europe. They don't have to deal with Russia. They can buy it from us. It helps us. That seems so obvious to me, and yet I can't get anybody to answer that question.
Yeah, well, the answer is capital, right? It's all about money. That's what my wife tells me all the time.
Right.
Hey, it's all about – no, I'm just kidding. She doesn't. But but hopefully she's not listening, Rick. But
yeah.
What it is lack of capital. You know, if the private institutions, if your endowments, if they were coming back into the market like they were back in 2010, 11, 12, if they came back into the markets and said, you know what, we need to be drilling for oil and gas in the United States, that's when they started plowing a lot of money into the drilling of oil in the United States and natural gas, but they're not doing it now. They're not coming back in. Well, it's just like Exxon. Exxon, the first quarter of this year, they made $6 billion in profits, and they spent $10 billion buying back their stock.
Right.
They didn't do what they normally do, and that's why this is such an anomaly or extraordinary time now, because, you know, even though these public companies are making so much money, they're making so much money that they are not putting the money back into drilling for oil and gas in the United States.
Because they don't have
they
to.
Not
they're still making
they,
that
exactly.
money. Right.
Well, I know, but see, the reason why they're not drilling. They're not drilling for oil and gas in the United States because the government, the board, the people on their board, or whatever the case may be, they are not putting it back because they're not allowed to.
Hmm.
The ESG
hmm.
people on their boards, and they're saying, don't do this, don't do this. I mean, they're saying, hey, don't drill. I mean, I know people on the board of these big public companies, and these public companies are saying, we don't drill. We're not increasing our rig count. Normally in these times, which, hey, oil and gas is cyclical, just like gold and silver and you know, all the other different commodities that are on the, you know, Chicago Board of Trade. It's a commodity business, supply and demand. So is oil. Well, normally, and we know this thing can go up and down of the price. I'm a fourth generation, and that's exactly what's happened to us about the trying times and ups and downs. But they are doing the same thing right now. And normally when prices go up, people start drilling for oil and gas in the United States. I mean, that's what they said, you know, a long time ago. Somebody coined the term. I think it was Aubrey McClendon or somebody coined the term. The best cure for high oil prices are high oil prices, because that's exactly what happens.
Because exploration then starts back. You get more people drilling. You get more people pulling it out of the ground. Yeah, right. It's kind of like
it's so good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. It's kind of like if you're broke, the best thing is not having any money, because you have to think about how you're going to make money, right? I mean, interesting. Hey, Jay, thank you so much for being here.
It's public companies, private institutions aren't putting the money back, so that's why we still have $80 oil. We're going to go up when our demand comes back and starts rocking. It's what you will. We're gonna see higher prices in the future, but right now, hey, or if we have a hurricane, if hurricanes
right.
knock all the platforms off in the Gulf of Mexico. Overnight, prices could go up $1,
we're
$2.
We're going to have a big, big mess on our hands. Jay Young, thank you so much for being on KDK. I appreciate you, and I look forward to having you on again.
Absolutely. Call me back anytime, Rick.
All
appreciate
right.
you guys. And also, hey, go Steelers, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, because it's almost football time, and I know you know a little something about that, too. Here he is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.